So you might imagine that in the land where Osama bin Laden was caught and killed, knowing about the whereabouts of terrorists might get you a good gig with the CIA.
Yeah.
Well, being informant, I mean, you could probably do well having a side job with the CIA.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But apparently being an informant to the CIA might be a crime in that country. Pakistan's top military spy agency has arrested five Pakistani informants who allegedly fed information to the CIA in the months leading up to that raid that led to the death of Osama bin Laden. Joining us this morning, Eric Schmidt, senior writer and terrorism correspondent for a part of the New York Times. He co-wrote the exclusive story on what this means for the complicated relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan on the front page of today's paper. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Great. Now, there is a denial from the public relations spokesperson of the ISI, the CIA's equivalent in Pakistan, which claims that an army officer is not included in among the detained persons. And there seems to be some sort of disputing the story. I don't know if it's your particular story, but the circumstances of the arrest. Can you clarify for us?
Sourcing this to American officials, but we've been sourcing throughout the government here and checked with our sources in Pakistan as well. And what happened here was in the run-up in the months leading up to the Navy SEAL raid on the bin Laden compound, they enlisted the help of some informants, and they were Pakistanis, and it was our information that one of these informants was a Pakistani Army major who actually helped them by copying down the license plates of cars that visited the compound, so they had a better idea of who was going in there. You know, the ISI, which is the main spy agency in Pakistan, has been very sensitive to any kind of allegations that it was involved in harboring or sheltering bin Laden since the raid. It's been a major source of tension between the United States and Pakistan, and a major embarrassment, of course, to the military of how the world's most wanted terrorists could be basically hiding in plain sight there.
So how do we sort out the difference between symbolic moves that sort of express a kind of sovereignty of the Pakistani authorities and a real sense that they're cracking down on people who cooperate with their ally, the United States, Eric?
Well, I think in this case, what's happened is that you have a situation, again, where the Pakistani authorities are kind of sweeping up anybody who might have any connection to the house there in Abbottabad and trying to sort out exactly what their relationship is to bin Laden, to the military and all, and they'll kind of sort that out later. Clearly, they're not only embarrassed by the situation with bin Laden actually being there, but then as it turns out, there were Pakistani nationals, including members of their own armed forces, who were helping the CIA. It's doubly embarrassing.
We're speaking with Eric Schmidt, senior writer and terrorism correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, about the story that Pakistan arrested 30 to 40 people who were connected to the investigation that led to bin Laden's hideout there. You know, Eric, the Pakistanis had promised to investigate allegations that people in the military, high up in the military, knew that bin Laden was there, knew where he was, and were hiding him. Could these arrests simply be part of that investigation?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think this is partly, the Pakistanis doing a sweep of who could be involved within their own midst. Again, this is there's quite a bit of suspicion, of course, that members of the military, the ISI, were involved in harboring bin Laden. The senior American officials have been very careful to say that there's no evidence yet that any senior members, that is, the director of the ISI or the head of the Army, Pakistan, knew. But interestingly enough, yesterday, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers of Michigan, who just returned from a trip to Pakistan, said it was his belief that there was indeed some type of aid that was provided by some members of the ISI or the military at some level. Now, he wouldn't go into detail about what proof he might have of this. He again underscored that he had no evidence that senior members were involved, but he clearly left the impression that he's seen some type of intelligence that suggests that some lower level, possibly retired or current members of the spy agency were involved in sheltering bin Laden there for years.
Which possibly explains the tantalizing little detail in your story and Mark Mazzetti's story this morning that at a closed briefing, Michael Morell, deputy CIA director, was asked to rate Pakistan's cooperation with the U.S. on a scale of 1 to 10, and he gave it a 3. I guess Britain would be a 10, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And of course, this is a relationship that's had its definitely had its ups and downs since 9/11. To be sure, Pakistan has been a major partner in the fight against terrorism. There have been several major Al Qaeda figures who have been arrested in Pakistan over the years. But it's also, of course, been accused of supporting the Afghan Taliban and some of the other militant groups as proxies in Afghanistan. And so it's been this back and forth between is Pakistan, and particularly the spy agency, an ally, or is it part of the problem here in combating terrorism for the United States?
Well, you know, without compromising any of your sources, I mean, what are they telling you as far as where this goes? I mean, have they ruled out Pakistani authorities, and there's a robust judiciary in Pakistan, ruled out charging these people with treason, which would be serious?
It would be, obviously. And I think right now is the pressure is on. Now the spotlight put on these will be to get these folks released from their detainment.
And would the U.S. Offer them refuge in the United States? Is there precedent for that in Pakistan?
I think that's one of the things the United States government is looking at. Now, whether it's refuge or at least being able to get out of the country in some other way, going to a third country perhaps, those are still details that are being worked out.
Arrests of at least five Pakistani informants who fed information to the Central Intelligence Agency in the months leading up to the Osama bin Laden raid. It's the subject of Eric Schmidt and Mark Mazzetti's article in the New York Times. Eric Schmidt, senior writer and terrorism correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.